USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia needs help with its invasion of Ukraine and is asking China. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News Monday morning says Russia could be at a tipping point if America stays strong.
If we could reverse course and actually send the fighters in, that would be a morale booster for the Ukrainians, and it would hurt Putin because it shows that we're determined to stay in this fight.
President Trump hasn't said for sure if he will run in 2024, but he's doing a lot of teasing about it. He held a rally Saturday in Florence, South Carolina.
Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world.
Five people experiencing homelessness were shot, two of which were killed in a number of attacks in D.C. and New York City that police say were committed by the same suspect. They are encouraging people who are homeless to seek shelters for their safety. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Pfizer says you should get a fourth COVID-19 shot.
Pfizer now plans to submit data to the Food and Drug Administration for a fourth COVID shot soon, and they say they're working on a vaccine that may protect against all coronavirus variants. Here's CEO Albert Bourla speaking on CNBC.
I think we are going to submit to FDA a significant package of data about the need for a fourth dose, and they need to make their own conclusions, of course, and then CDC also to see it. But clearly, there is a need in an environment of Omicron to boost the immune response.
Bourla's comments came exactly 2 years after COVID was declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A series of shootings targeting homeless men in New York City and Washington, D.C. were carried out by the same suspect, according to police officials. Five shootings have left two men dead, taking place over a nine-day period this month. The mayors of both cities issued a joint statement Sunday night, saying a cold-blooded killer is on the loose. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Americans and Chinese are meeting today in Rome. Another round of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine will take place with little expectations. Florida Representative Mike Waltz on Fox News weighs in.
Yeah, I don't think Putin has ever been serious about negotiations. At this point, his grip on power depends on victory here. I do think Zelensky has made somewhat of a concession in saying he's rethinking NATO, but that's not enough for Putin. He wants at least the Black Sea, Kyiv, a change in government, and the eastern part of Ukraine at a minimum, and he is all in. What we need to be doing is to quit dithering and wringing our hands, provide him the MiGs, provide him the S-300 Russian air defense systems, and provide him a lot more arms than what we're doing. We've been slow walking it, and it's just not enough of what we're giving the Ukrainians. And if they can bog Russia down into a quagmire, meanwhile their economy is collapsing. We need to help the Ukrainians fight for themselves, not push them into the old saying of he's going to die on his feet rather than survive on his knees. And I think that's a heroic approach that we absolutely should support.
NFL quarterback Tom Brady is coming out of retirement and will play next year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His retirement did last a total of 40 days. The 44-year-old Brady led the NFL in passing yards, touchdowns, completions, and attempts last year. USA Radio News.